Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Rescue workers are still frantically searching for survivors of a deadly earthquake that's killed more than 2,100 people so far in Morocco. The BBC's Nick Beek is in the Atlas Mountains.
People have been trying to work through the rubble to find signs of life. Even if houses haven't been completely destroyed, the walls have caved in many cases, roofs have given way, and people are just very fearful of going back into their houses.
A 3.2 magnitude aftershock hit the region this morning. Here at home, the National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Margo could become a hurricane tomorrow in the Atlantic. It's still about 1,000 miles from the Cabo Verde Islands. Football coach Mel Tucker's been sidelined at Michigan State.
I have suspended Mel Tucker without pay as an additional interim measure. While the investigation continues, I made this decision with the support of university leadership.
That's athletic director Alan Haller. The school's looking into claims that Tucker sexually harassed a rape survivor. He faces a hearing next month. Suspended Spanish Soccer Federation president Luis Rubiales has resigned after kissing a player without her consent at the Women's World Cup. Here's reporter Ben Jacobs.
There's been a cultural problem within Spanish football that hasn't been dealt with, has been effectively brushed under the carpet for far too long. And finally, the voice of the players has been heard.
The U.S. wants to improve relations with an old enemy in Asia.
Moving on to Vietnam, after a major international conference in China, President Biden announces closer ties with a Hanoi government that was at war with the U.S. 50 years ago.
This is a new elevated status that will be a force for prosperity and security, one of the most consequential regions in the world.
That Southeast Asia, where a more assertive China is of concern not only to the U.S., but most of its neighbors, Vietnam included, though the president does add,
I want to see China succeed. But I want to see him succeed by the rules.
Tom Foti, CBS News, Washington.
A town in New York's honoring those who died on 9/11. Odyssey New York reporter Roger Stern is on Long Island.
Rocco A. Medaglia. Kevin J. Murphy.
Long Island Congressman Nick LaLota reading the names of some of Huntington's victims. Town Supervisor Ed Smith.
I was friends with quite a few of them. The loss never goes away, and you remember it like it was yesterday.
Huntington lost 43 citizens, including 5 firefighters and 2 police officers.
About 3,000 people died in the terror attacks. Hard to believe, but tomorrow marks 22 years. This is CBS News.
You need to hire fast and hire right? You need Indeed. Their all-in-one hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/...
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows level off around 54. Tonight, under cloudy skies with a chance for scattered showers. Northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for scattered showers tomorrow. Highs around 65. Cloudy skies. Slight chance for scattered showers again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 46. Partly cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 66.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Together, we can be Did you see the stylish kids in the riot? Shoveled up like mocks at the night. On fire, wombles bleed, truncheons and shields. You know I cherish you, my love. But there's a rumor spread nasty disease around town. You cut on the houses with your trousers down. A head rush and in the bush. You know I cherish you, my love. Tell me what can you want, now you've got it all. I've seen is obscene, time will strip it away. A year and a day, I'll build bones, build bones. Knows what I already know, it's eating, it's chewing me up. It's not right for young lungs to be coughing up blood. And it's all in my hands. And it's all up the walls. All the stale chips are up and the whole stakes are down. It's all these ignorant faces that bring this town down. And the side of some cool with pride. Well, I pass myself down on my knees. Yes, I pass myself down on my knees. Now tell me, what can you want? Now you've got it all. All the cedars have seen time will strip it away. A year and a day. I'm Bill Bones, Bill Bones knows what I mean. A fewer, more distressing sights than that of an Englishman in a baseball cap. And we'll die in the class we were born. Well, that's a class of our own, my love. A class of our own, my love.
Welcome back to Seth Faces the Music Hour 2. We started off the set with David Bowie from the album of the same name. That was Heroes, and that was followed by a band that shook things up in the early 2000s, the Libertines, with Time for Heroes. So our next artist comes to us from the 1980s. That is where she had her biggest hit. But I'm very, very happy to say she is still going very, very strong. She had a box set, Greatest Hits Collection, come out just a couple of years ago. But let's go back to that first album, probably best known for the song Kids in America. Here's Kim Wilde with Young Heroes.
Just
Suzanne Vega with When Heroes Go Down. And before that, we had the Asteroids Galaxy Tour with Hero. Coming up next on Seth Faces the Music, we have another song from a soundtrack that sold a whole bunch of records back in the 1980s. The song itself was co-written by Jim Steinman, best known for his work with Meatloaf. So you'll kind of know what to expect when we come back here on WFHR.
The key slides into the ignition. The engine rumbles to life. My hand grips the throttle. New gear for my ride. The road, my invitation. The sound, the smell, the exhilaration. I am one with the bike. And the car in front of me suddenly turns in my lane. Motorcycles are everywhere, but too often go unnoticed. Please, always look twice, be alert, and share the road with motorcycles at all times. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
James here, host of the new Sunrise Show on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. We're on the air live every weekday from 7 to 8 a.m. to start your day right with...
More Garth! More Reba! Winona!
Yeah, but also the National Day of Calendar.
Brooks and Dunn!
Country news.
Brooks and Dunn!
This day in country history and your requests, plus the country legends.
More Garth! More Reba!
That you know and love. It's coffee, conversation, and country. Every weekday from 7 to 8 on 105.5 WIRI, WisCountry.
Winona.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go!
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Oh,
The B-52s with Hero Worship from their great debut album. And before that, we heard Bonnie Tyler holding out for a hero. Can't get more bombastic than that. Check out the video, too. It's awesome, he said. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we turn to the greatest cult film of all time. It is still in limited release all across the country. It has been since 1975. From the Rocky Horror Picture Show soundtrack, here's Susan Sarandon, Barry Bostwick, and Charles Gray with Superheroes.
Insects called the human race, lost in time and lost in space and meaning.
Zero, but there are millions who wanna be civilians. Soldiers who wanna be heroes, number practically zero, but there are millions who wanna be civilians. Come and take my eldest son, show him how to shoot a gun, wipe his eyes if he starts to cry when the bullets fly. Give him a rifle, take his hoe, show him a field where he can go to lay his body down and die without asking why. Soldiers who wanna be heroes, number practically zero, but there are millions who wanna be civilians. Soldiers who wanna be heroes, number practically zero, but there are millions who wanna be civilians. Sticks and stones can break your bones, even names can hurt you, but the thing that hurts the most is when a man deserts you. Don't you think it's time to weed the leaders that no longer lead,
from the people of the land who'd like to see their sons again. Soldiers who want to be heroes, number practically zero, but there are millions who want to be civilians. Soldiers who want to be heroes, number practically zero, but there are millions who want to be civilians. God, if man could only see the lessons taught by history, that all the singers of this song cannot right a single wrong. Let all men of goodwill stay in the fields they have to till, feed the mouths they have to fill, and cast away their arms. Soldiers who want to be heroes, number practically zero, but there are millions who want to be civilians. Soldiers who want to be heroes, number practically zero, but there are millions who want to be civilians. Soldiers who want to be heroes, number practically zero, but there are millions who want to be civilians.
They were mentioned a little bit earlier in the show. That was The Specials with Soldiers Who Want to Be Heroes, a song written by Rod McEwen way back in 1971. Boy, that's Rod McEwen again. I hope this does not become a trend on this show. But I kid, Rod McEwen. We have one final break, ladies and gentlemen, on this edition of Seth Faces the Music. When we come back, a song that was on one of the great lost projects of all time in popular music. It ended up on an album, but it was from a much more, well, interesting project. Find out what it is when we come back here on WFHR.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
We're completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
I've been in this town so long and back in the city. I've been taken for lost and gone, and unknown for a long, long time. Fell in love years ago with an innocent girl from the Spanish and Indian home, home of the heroes and once at night, Cotillion Square invited, and she was right in the rain of the bullets that eventually brought her down. She's still dancing in the night, unafraid of what it do, do in a town full of heroes and
My children were raised, you know, they suddenly rise. They started slow long ago, head to toe, healthy, wealthy, and wise. I'm fit with the stuff to ride in the rough, and sunny down snuff, I'm all right by the hero's end.
The Stranglers with No More Heroes from the album of the same name. And before that, we had The Beach Boys with Heroes and Villains, originally slated for the Epic Smile project that fell through and ended up on Smiley Smile, the album they ended up releasing. Let's head back to the 80s now with an all-girl group. Now, there were a couple of those that emerged in the 80s that were pretty darn good. And for my money, these girls were the best. I think they had the most talent and they had the most distinct voices out there. I'm talking about the Bangles with their sort of hit, Hero Takes the Fall.
Behind the lines of allergy pills, all these
And that was The Divine Comedy, which is basically Neil Hannon and friends with Middle Class Heroes. We got one more song to play today, ladies and gentlemen, but that is going to wrap up the show. Thanks so much for listening. We've got another show coming up next week. Don't forget to tune in for a new theme, more songs, and a lot more fun. We're going to go out with Fleetwood Mac and one of their later tracks. Here's Heroes Are Hard to Find. So long, everyone.
You may be the man. live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go! Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.